In February 2016, the United Nations Human Rights Office announced that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was being arbitrarily detained by Sweden and the United Kingdom. Assange was in prison and under house arrest until his asylum at the Ecuadorian embassy in London in 2012. Since then, he has been under constant surveillance by British law enforcement. All this stems from his role in the disclosure of secret documents concerning the world's governments and militaries. While Assange has political asylum, his organization, WikiLeaks, continues to publish confidential information. So, we can claim that WikiLeaks is powerful. While WikiLeaks was founded by Assange around 2006 as a journalistic platform for whistleblowers to share evidence of illegal or corrupt activities. However, since there is relative danger to mass publishing classified information, WikiLeaks acts as a sort of intermediary for whistleblowers. They're able to leak it to the press without having anonymous whistleblowers accidentally identified. According to WikiLeaks, they've released more classified intelligence documents than the rest of the world press combined. The organization first received global attention in 2010. WikiLeaks published the video of a US helicopter gunning down multiple journalists in Iraq, entitled Collateral Murder. Later that year, they also released thousands of internal military logs concerning the Afghan war. The release painted the war as a failure and disclosed the huge number of unreported civilian deaths, higher terrorist activity, and the sponsorship of terrorism by Pakistan and Iran. Several months later, WikiLeaks released a similar cache of documents concerning the Iraq war. They detailed 15,000 unaccounted civilian deaths and US tolerating torture by Iraqi security forces. But perhaps the most damaging leak was that of US diplomatic cables in late 2010. These were private communications between US State Department officials and diplomats discussing world leaders and international conflict. Many outlined corruption and human rights abuses in US-friendly countries. The publication of these cables even contributed to the collapse of the Tunisian government when it was revealed that the president's family was corrupt and disproportionately wealthy. The response against WikiLeaks has been overwhelming. The US government has said these leaks could threaten national security, and many countries have openly condemned the organization. The then chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said they might already have on their hands the blood of some young soldier. And Canadian political advisor even called for the assassination of Julian Assange. Additionally, since its inception, the US government and others have repeatedly attempted to shut down the site and arrest its founder. Amazon has since blocked WikiLeaks from using its servers, and a number of countries have censored their internet to prevent WikiLeaks access. Payment services like Visa, MasterCard, and PayPal have also blocked donations to WikiLeaks. But in recent years, there have been a number of imitators, including region-specific, whistleblowing organizations, which have been met with their own takedown notices. WikiLeaks has sent government scrambling, exposed corruption, and garnered a massive international effort to dismantle its operation. No matter how you look at it, there is no question that WikiLeaks and the online whistleblowers that have followed in its wake yield tremendous power in this new age of information. One of the most famous recent whistleblowers is Edward Snowden, who leaked the existence of mass surveillance by government organizations such as the NSA.